Glory to God. It's a beautiful day to be blessed. Welcome to Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba, your one-stop channel for daily inspirational, devotional, and motivational gospel in Christ Jesus. It's good morning from my time zone, and God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Child of God, let's dig into the scripture before we go into prayer this morning. Psalm 91 and verse 11. The Bible says, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." Hallelujah. Child of God, the angels of the Almighty God are always on duty to help destinies and to carry out the will of God Almighty. There are many amazing stories of angels visiting to rescue God's children at different times in history. It's important for us to understand that angels are not to be worshipped. I repeat, angels are not to be worshipped. Also, you never can tell the angel that God will dispatch to your situation. Calling specific angels to come to your rescue at times may not be the best. Child of God, angels are mentioned in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. The Bible clearly states, "Are they not ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation?" Hear me, child of God. God sends them to serve his purpose. Remember, it's written, "He shall command his angels." The Bible did not say one angel. The Bible said angels. That means plural. That also implies the assurance that we get that at least a minimum of two angels are on standby, are on duty for your sake. Listen to me. For every one demon charging against you, there are at least two angels on duty. I call them spiritual bodyguards. Listen, child of God, in this dispensation of time, angels are very much on duty to deliver and to rescue God's children. Angels assigned to destinies delivered a person like Daniel when plots and conspiracies came up against him and he was thrown into the den of lions. In the book of Daniel chapter 10, verse 2 through 14, Daniel fasted for 21 days. An angel of destiny came as an emissary to deliver a message to Daniel. The prince of Persia resisted that angel until an archangel in the name of Michael was sent to help the angel of Daniel. Child of God, also in another scenario, Peter was miraculously delivered from prison by an angel of destiny a night before Herod had planned to kill him. Hear this, child of God. At another time, Angel Gabriel was sent to go and deliver a message to Mary about the baby that she was to bring forth. That was a destiny helper. Child of God, in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 35, Bible says, "And it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses, all dead. 185,000 soldiers wasted by one angel. Within few hours, what a super speed and power that was used. Child of God, Bible gives us more insight for our understanding. Psalm 34 and verse 7, Bible says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them." Exodus 23 and verse 20, Bible says, "Behold, I send an angel before you to guide you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared." Hallelujah. Listen, Hebrews 13 and verse 2, the Bible says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." Child of God, be careful how you treat strangers. Be good, be kind, and show hospitality always. Now, child of God, having mentioned all these special things about angels it is time for us to pray. Mark my word, there are angels always on duty. Your destiny has angel. Your family have angels. Your area have angel. Nations have angels. And they are all intentional with the purpose of heaven. Child of God, it is time for us to pray. Now I need your amen to be very loud. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command any battle that is confronting your children, hear the word of the Almighty God. Let the host of heaven, angels of the Almighty God, arise right now and fight the battle for your children in the name of Jesus. I command, let the angels of the Almighty God go into every strong room where your miracles were tied down and recover them back for you in the name of Jesus. Whoever has vowed to waste your life, to waste your family, to waste your investment, to waste your career, to waste your purpose on earth, let the angel of destiny for you arise and destroy them in the name of Jesus. I pray for every household today. Strange women, strange men, strange children, assigned to destroy your peace, assigned to destroy your marriage. The angel of God on duty will put them to shame in the name of Jesus. I decree, let there be an angelic slap upon them in the name of Jesus. Let confusion come upon them in the name of Jesus. I decree, anywhere you go today, angels of the Almighty God will go with you in the name of Jesus. God sent angels in the days of old to rescue and to fight for his children. Hear this, angels that will destroy chains and embargoes, angels that will break chains and embargoes placed against you will swing into action in the name of Jesus. I repeat today, in the name of Jesus, angels that will break every chain, break every embargo, we swing in on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Hear this, child of God. Mary got a good news that changed her life when an angel from God visited her. I pray the angel of your good news will locate you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Your joy will be full. You will not see or no shame. Angels will be your bodyguard throughout today and always. In your place of work, whatever evil is planted against you, it will be destroyed by the angel on duty in the name of Jesus. I say it will be destroyed by the angel on duty in the name of Jesus. That letter of good news, yes, that letter of good news that you have been waiting for, let the angel of the Almighty God on duty bring that letter forward for you in Jesus' name. So shall it be in Jesus' name. I decree it is well with you. It is well with your family. It is well with your business. It is well with your health. It is well with your career. It is well with all that concerns you. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Child of God, we can't round up this podcast without first acknowledging and celebrating those who have their birthdays today and, of course, those who have wedding anniversaries. God bless you. We celebrate you. The glory of God shine upon you exceedingly and abundantly beyond your imagination and give you testimonies beyond expectation in Jesus' name. Also, thank you for all your effort in sending and sharing the daily podcast around the world. A very special thank you goes to those who support us to foot the bills for the podcast and all the expenses, the team, the online costs, the internet data, and paying for technical bills. We appreciate you greatly, and God bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus. For those who would like to key in and support us, please feel free to contact us on the numbers announced at the end of the podcast. Those are my direct lines, or you can also visit our website, www.hallelujaeveryday.org. And whatever information you need, you'll be able to get there. Feel free to contact me, and God bless you in Jesus' name. I declare that the covenant blessings attached to this vision will surely work for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a great day. Have an excellent day. Have a testimony-filled day. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664. or +234 802 331 9436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.